Proclamation number 2140 of November 4th, 1941. Desire of the good forces. Resisting the bad forces. The spiritual bond ensures man's ascent to the heights. This is understandable because the inhabitants of the Kingdom of Light constantly support the spiritual, which is not yet perfected. That which is full of light tries to influence people, and the influence will always be effective when people turn towards their givers, when they therefore try to unite with the spiritual beings. Only a conscious turning away makes the endeavor of those beings ineffective. The spiritual influence is of greatest importance for the earthly human being. He can indeed also be influenced by evil beings, but only if the human being surrenders to the evil forces without resistance, and this is the case if he does not consciously desire good spiritual strength. In order to make contact with good power, the human being must allow his will to become active. He must desire its influence, its protection and its help. Bad forces, however, do not need to be desired. They are already ready for their bad work as soon as the person is indifferent and does not defend himself against their influence. They are there at all times and oppress the person who does not resist them through the desire for good. The connections of the bad forces with people are initiated by them, while the connection with the good forces must be sought by the person, i.e., consciously established. The good forces are constantly ready, and this readiness brings man the greatest spiritual success, while the bad forces need the readiness of man in order to be able to work. For the bad forces are spiritually lower than man and can only unfold their power when man is willing. Human resistance renders them powerless and impotent. However, their strength and power only consist of confusing the human being's train of thought. The evil beings cannot express themselves or influence the human being in any other way, whereas the good spiritual forces can help the human being in every way, even apart from influencing his thoughts. For they also have the power to guide the human being in earthly life and also to shape events in a way that is favorable for the human being, thus to intervene in earthly life in such a way as is beneficial for the human being's soul's higher development. They act in accordance with God's will. Consequently, they will always influence the human being as God tells them and as is necessary for them to reach maturity of soul. But only then may they look after the earthly child, i.e., turn the help towards it, when it connects with these good beings of its own accord, when it recognizes their strength and voluntarily turns to them and requests their effectiveness. Then the influence of these beings on the human being is tremendously successful. They take care of the human being with the greatest love and perseverance and always and constantly help him to cover the path upwards unhindered, for they turn all their love towards the still imperfect, upward striving spiritual. Amen.